Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi warns Pakistan there's no place left where terrorists can breathe in peace, meets brave air warriors and soldiers at Adampur Air Base in Punjab. Prime Minister asserts Operation Sindoor is a trinity of India's policy, intent and decisive capability. New Delhi reiterates its stance of bilateral resolution of any issues related to Jammu and Kashmir, says only outstanding matter is vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. Death toll in Majitha Huch tragedy in Punjab reaches 21. Country's retail inflation eases to 6-year low of 3.16% in April this year. India's defence stocks surged nearly 9% after Prime Minister Modi's push for Made in India military equipments. Chinese defence shares tank around 9%. And 78th Cannes Film Festival is all set to begin at the French Riviera in France tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying there's no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said India has the capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at the Air Force Station in Adampur in Punjab.
Our Air Force ne Pakistan mein itna deep aatank ke addon ko target kiya. Sirf 20-25 minute ke bheetar seema paar lakshon ko bhejna. Bilkul pinpointed targets ko hit karna. ये सिर्फ एक मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी से लैस प्रोफेशनल फोर्स ही कर सकती है. आपकी स्पीड और प्रिसीजन इस लेवल की थी कि दुश्मन हक्का बक्का रह गया. उसको पता ही नहीं चला कि कब उसका सीना छलनी हो गया.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said the Pakistani army on which these terrorists were relying has been defeated by the Indian armed forces. He said the masters of terror have now realized that shedding the blood of innocent people will have only one outcome, devastation and utter annihilation.
No aatanki thikane barbaad hui. 100 se jyada aatankiyon ki maut hui. Aatank ke aankaon ko ab samajh aa gaya hai. Bharat ki aur नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा, तबाही. भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा, विनाश और महाविनाश.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valor and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He emphasized that Operation Sindoor is a trinity in its policy, intent and decisive capability. He said Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country in a thread of unity and protected India's borders.
Operation Sindoor koi samanya sainya abhiyan nahi hai. Ye Bharat ki niti, niyat aur nirnayak kshamta ki triveni hai.
Mr. Modi said armed forces give a new height to the country's pride, which is unprecedented, unimaginable and extraordinary. He said Indian Air Force penetrated into Pakistan and targeted terrorist bases, and to strike cross-border targets within just 20 to 25 minutes shows that a professional force equipped with this modern technology could achieve that. New Delhi today reiterated its long-standing stance of bilateral resolution of any issues related to Jammu and Kashmir. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan.
We have a long-standing national position that any issues pertaining to the Union territory of Jammu and Kashmir have to be addressed by India and Pakistan bilaterally. That stated policy has not changed. The outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan.
The MEA spokesperson said effective response by Indian Armed Forces compelled Pakistan to stop its firing.
Early on 10th morning, we had mounted an extremely effective attack on key Pakistani Air Force bases. That was the reason they were now willing to stop firing and military action. It was the force of Indian arms that compelled Pakistan to stop its firing.
Speaking on the Indus Waters Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said after Pahalgam terror attack, India will keep the treaty in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures support for cross-border terrorism. He said there's now a new normal and sooner Pakistan gets used to it, the better.
That a nation which has nurtured terrorism on an industrial scale should think that it can escape the consequences is fooling itself. The terrorist infrastructure sites that India destroyed were responsible not only for the deaths of Indians, but of many other innocents around the world. There is now a new normal. The sooner Pakistan gets it, the better it is.
The government of India has declared a Pakistani staff working at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for indulging in activities not in keeping with its official status in India. Minister of External Affairs in a statement said the Pakistani staff has been asked to leave India within 24 hours. It also said that the Shahsati Affairs of Pakistan High Commission was issued a demarche to this effect today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reviewed the security situation along the western border of India during a high-level meeting in New Delhi today. The meeting was attended by the Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and Vice Chief of Air Staff Air Marshal Narmadeshwar Tiwari. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh was also present in this meeting. Union Minister of State and PMO Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced construction of 600 new bunkers for border residents in Hiranagar sector in Jammu and Kashmir. Speaking to media persons, he said that 2,000 individual bunkers and community bunkers are already constructed for the safety of border residents.
हिंदुस्तान में पहला ऐसा जिला कठुआ का जहां बंकर निर्माण का प्रयोग किया गया 2000 बंकर बन चुके हैं आज ही घोषणा की गई कि 600 और बंकर बनाए जाएंगे फैमिली बंकर और लोगों को परखने का मौका भी इन्हीं चार दिनों में मिला उन्होंने इनकार कर दिया जब उनके प्रशासन ने कहा कि हम आपके लिए कोई और विकल्पित स्थान ढूंढते हैं उनका नहीं यहां हमें बड़ी सुविधा भी है और यहां हमें सुरक्षित भी है एक तरह के वन रूम अपार्टमेंट तरह के वो फैमिली बंकर्स हैं
Three terrorists have been killed in a gunfight with security forces in Shukru Kela forest area of Shopian district in Jammu and Kashmir. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told Akashvani News Srinagar that the three killed terrorists are believed to be members of the Lashkar-e-Taiba or the Resistance Front outfit. The identity of the slain terrorist has been ascertained. To celebrate the valour of India's armed forces after the success of Operation Sindoor, a Tiranga Yatra titled Shaurya Samman Yatra was organized in the national capital today from the Kartavya Path to War Memorial at India Gate. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, including Delhi ministers, MPs, BJP General Secretary, Tarun Chugh, and people in large numbers participated in this yatra, which was organized by the citizens of national security. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Punjab, the death toll from the Hooch tragedy has climbed to 21, with several others still hospitalized. The incident occurred in the Majita constituency of Amritsar, where people from four villages consumed spurious liquor made from ethanol last night. We have more from a correspondent.
The chief minister said that 10 persons, including the kingpin, have been arrested so far. Whereas DSP Amolak Singh and Sub-Inspector Avtar Singh of Majita have been suspended for gross negligence in discharging their duties that have caused this fatal incident. Departmental inquiries have been initiated against them. Meanwhile, Patiala Police, on an intelligence tip-off, has rounded up a truck carrying 600 litres of methanol in Patiala. Senior Superintendent of Police Varun Sharma has confirmed that the consignment, which is being used to make spurious liquor, was coming from Delhi. One person has been arrested. Further investigations are on. Leader of the opposition Pratap Singh Bajwa has made the Chief Minister directly responsible for the tragedy. Political leaders from other opposition parties have also condemned the incident and have demanded action from the state government. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
India's retail inflation eased to 3.16% in April from 3.34% in March, driven by significant easing in food prices. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, it is the lowest year-on-year inflation after July 2019. Meanwhile, inflation in rural areas stood at 2.92% and at 3.36% in urban regions. According to the ministry, the significant decline in headline inflation and food inflation during the month of April is mainly attributed to decline in inflation of vegetables, pulses and products, fruits, meat and fish, personal care and effects, and cereals and products. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated two new state-of-the-art design facilities located in Noida and Bengaluru. Highlighting the uniqueness of the new facility, Mr. Vaishnav informed that this is India's first design center to work on cutting-edge 3-nanometer chip design, which is a milestone firmly in the global league of semiconductor innovation.
Today, we started the new semiconductor design center of Renesas. The key point about this center is, first time in our country, 3-nanometer chips, which are most advanced, will be designed here in India end-to-end.
Indian defense stocks surged up to 9% in today's trade session after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's push for Made in India defense equipments. Mr. Modi, in his first address to the nation yesterday, post-Operation Sindoor, emphasized that time has come for Made in India military gear. He highlighted the proven performance of indigenously developed weapons. The share price of Bharat Dynamics surged the highest among the defense stocks, jumping 9.4% to 1,718 rupees on the National Stock Exchange. Hindustan Aeronautics share price gained 4.6% to trade at an intraday high of 4,645 rupees. Other defense stocks like Keynes Technology, Cochin Shipyard, Mazgaon Dock Shipbuilders, Aventel, Paras Defense and Space Technology, Astra Micro Data Patterns, and many others followed suit. However, in comparison to the stellar run by Indian defense shares over the past few sessions, Chinese defense stocks plunged over 9% today. Key Chinese defense stocks like AVIC Chengdu Aircraft, makers of China's J-10C fighter jet, were among the biggest losers and ended today's session on Hang Seng with sharp 9% losses. Shares of several other countries like China State Shipbuilding Corporation fell over 4%. Xi'an Shipbuilding is a key manufacturer of civilian as well as military vessels. Zuzu Honda also slumped 6%. Pakistan is a key market for Chinese defense equipment. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with losses of around 1.5% as the markets took a breather amid profit booking and cautious sentiment from investors following the previous session's massive rally. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, slumped 1,282 points to close at 81,148. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dropped 346 points to settle at 24,578. The prestigious 78th Cannes Film Festival is all set to begin at the French Riviera tonight, bringing with it a global celebration of cinema, fashion and art. The 12-day event will serve as one of the world's most glamorous stages, bringing together filmmakers, actors and cinema lovers from around the globe to celebrate and showcase the very best of international cinema. The opening ceremony of the festival will take place tonight. Films of all genres, including documentaries, will be premiered during the festival with winners crowned in categories including Best Director, Best Actor and the coveted Palme d'Or. At the ceremony, highly acclaimed American actor, producer and director Robert De Niro will receive an honorary Palme d'Or. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi warns Pakistan there's no place left where terrorists can breathe in peace, meets brave air warriors and soldiers at Adampur Air Base in Punjab. Prime Minister asserts Operation Sindoor is a trinity of India's policy, intent and decisive capability. New Delhi reiterates its stance of bilateral resolution of any issues related to Jammu and Kashmir, says only outstanding matter is vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. Death toll in Majitha Hooch tragedy in Punjab reaches 21. Country's retail inflation eases to six-year low of 3.16% in April this year. India's defence stock surged nearly 9% after Prime Minister Modi's push for Made in India military equipments. Chinese defence shares tank around 9%. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.